and the evil genius behind this whole thing was Aldous Huxley. And he wrote Brave New World. It came out in 1932. And that was the future, according to certain group of people. And he talked to a lot because he was part of the English aristocracy. His grandfather was T.H. Huxley, the man who created, who was called Darwin's bulldog. And so he was in on these conversations, and he comes up with this novel. And after the 25th anniversary of the publication of Brave New World, he gave a speech in which he said, you know, I read 1984. I think my book is better because I think it's easier to control people with pleasure than it is with force and pain. And he was referring to the Soviet Union at that time, which is what Orwell's book was about. And I think he was right. So he wanted to create a regime that would keep people docile and happy. Those are his words. And drugs were a part of it. And he went through the drugs, basically the barbiturates that were Mother's Little Helper that the Rolling Stones sang about, that bored housewives were taking during this period of time. And then when the anti-war movement starts to rear its head, the government gets involved with LSD. And it goes, you know, then we have Prozac, and then we have the final, I think everyone's settled on the drug now, which is marijuana. It's not perfect, but it's the best combination of what Huxley felt was needed to keep people docile and happy.